The gospel of Jesus Christ is something that angels would long to look at.
He seems to care, not only that I live, but how I live.
You're going to have to pick and choose. Go with God's word or go with what the world is saying. You need to come down into the Word of God and try and test everything according to the Word of God, which is the plumb line, which helps us to know, is it true or is it false? Preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit.
I've got a God who really is intricately involved in the affairs of man.
Force every sinew muscle within you to give it all it's got and go all the way to the finish line. It's a labor, and it's a labor of love. The love expresses itself in toil, in sweat, and blood, and tears, and going all the way. And he says, as I remember,
every word is given of God, and therefore it is the end, it is perfect, it is the full inspiration of God. It is the only source of authority that you and I have.
This is Word for the World with Dr. Randy White. Dr. White is presenting a series of sermons about Christian generosity, and we're calling it Taking Part with a Generous Heart. Today, Dr. White is continuing a message from yesterday's broadcast. Here's Dr. White to introduce today's portion of the sermon.
And welcome as we begin this week. I come to you this morning to bring to you again a message from 2 Corinthians. We've been looking at these two chapters, 8 and 9. I've been calling them, as you know, the generosity chapters. We're going to pick up in just a moment where we left off on Friday and look at this sermon called The Enemy of Generosity. That's right. There's something out there that wants you to have a stingy heart. I know you want to have a generous heart, and so you desire to know exactly what this enemy is, but I want to talk about what it is that causes you to have a stingy heart. I sure hope you'll contact us. Remember, we've got a call-in-only special during the month of July. I've got two books, The Three Statements of Thomas and The Faith of Benjamin Franklin. Both of them will send to you for $12. Shipping and handling is included, and the phone call is free. It's call-in only. You can't get it on the website. So call us today at 1-855-437-9448. Once again, that's 1-855-437-9448. Now, in this sermon that we're about to come back into, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'd already looked at verses 1 and 2 where Paul says, hey, it's superfluous for me to write to you about this issue of generosity because I know you're ready. Now, that's where he got personal. Now, we're about to come in to the point where he says, let's get real. I'm Dr. Randy White.
There's a generosity of spirit, a generosity of time, a generosity of finances that is given there. And here's the standard that he lays up, but he says, I want to speak to you about it again because there is an enemy. And so not only let's get personal, but let's get real. Let's get real and understand that even that which you started and that which is your desire in your heart doesn't always come to fruition, does it? That's true in generosity and in so many other areas that you had the want to, but you never carried through. In fact, what do we often say? I don't know that it's certainly not in the Bible, and I'm not even sure it's, well, I don't know what we'd do with it. But nonetheless, here's what we all often say, isn't it? The road to hell is paved with what? Good intentions. So he says, let's get real here. We better talk about this. I know you're doing well, but let's get real. And so in verse 3, he says, I have sent the brethren. I've sent somebody to check on this, to watch out for you. That is, I've sent an accountability partner your way. I've sent a mentor. I've sent a discipler to make sure that you're carrying through. I've sent the brethren, he says in verse 3, in order, here's the first thing that he sent him for, in order that our boasting about you may not be made empty in this case. In other words, he sends these partners to verify the veracity of their boasting. Have you ever boasted about something and had your boasting questioned, and then you began to doubt it yourself? I mean, you were bragging about something and someone said, no, that's not true. And you said, yeah, that is true. And you began to stake your life on it. It is true, it is true, it is true. And as they went away and you went away, you picked out your smartphone and said, and Googled it to make sure it was true. Because you had been so solid on it. Now, here he comes and he says, I want to send these brethren, these accountability partners. We should never be afraid of accountability, should we? Last week we had the brethren looking on to the offering to make sure it was done well, and the eyes were so to speak upon the church, but here the eyes are upon the giver. And so he says, in order that the boasting about you may not be made empty in this case, as I was saying, that you may be prepared. You may be prepared. So first he's verifying the truthfulness, the veracity of the boasting. The second thing is, he is encouraging the completion of the offering here. This project that has been taking place, let's send someone to watch over it. You remember the old saying, we expect what we inspect. See, it's often used in the business world, and people come to realize after a while, the employees, that is, they come to know what the boss really wants. I mean, he gives a list of 10 things that he wants done, but they come to know, the employees just figure out, well, he gave us 10 things, but he's going to follow up on 3 of them. Of that list of 10, which do you think the smart employee is going to do first and do best? Those 3. Going to make sure that's taken care of. Have any of you ever been a student and you got one of those assignments that the teacher said, now, you need to read all of this and you need to answer all these questions, and we're going to turn in and grade chapter 8, but you need to do all of it. How much of it did you do? Chapter 8, that's what I thought. Because we know that we expect what we inspect. Paul says, I tell you what, I'm going to send an inspector in to make sure that you complete this project. Why would he do such a thing? Why would he say it's unnecessary and then talk to us about it? Why would he say you're already doing well and then send someone in to watch? Is it that he doesn't trust us? It's that he understands, I think, us. He understands the depravity of man, if you will. He understands that there's an enemy out there that desires to derail this thing. He understands I don't know if I can say this. It's not over until a certain lady sings. And she hadn't sung it yet. And we got to make sure it carries over here. And so here we come along and he says, I'm sending them so that the boasting may be verified, so that you may complete that which you have prepared. In verse 4, he says, otherwise, if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to speak of you, will be put to shame by this confidence. It says there's an opportunity for some humiliation here that we want to avoid. We don't want to be humiliated or shamed, and we don't want you to be humiliated or shamed. And so let's make sure we're on track here. You have meetings at work, don't you, every now and then? And those meetings aren't to see if the project is completed. It's to see if the project is progressing as it's supposed to. And so he's sending some brethren to say, hey, is the project progressing as it's supposed to? I suppose you and I ought to be willing in our lives as it relates to generosity, of having a generosity mentor, one of these brothers that's spoken of in verse 3 that would come along from time to time and say, now I know your desire is to be generous, but let's check the follow through.
Our broadcast will continue in just a moment. Randy White Ministries has a free DVD with 90 minutes of Dr. White's teaching on the very interesting and relevant subject of the Antichrist. To receive this free offer, give us a call today. The toll-free number is 1-855-437-9448. When you request the DVD, we will also put you on our mailing list so that you can receive regular articles, devotional material, and even sermon CDs that Dr. White sends out free of charge several times each year. Once again, call us toll-free at 1-855-437-9448. That's 1-855-4-DR-WHITE.
Now, He had already done some of this bragging and boasting about the church. In fact, if you turn the page back to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, he's speaking of the confidence that he has in the church there and that they've shared with Titus. In verse 14, he says, "For if in anything I have boasted to him about you, I was not put to shame. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, so also our boasting before Titus proved to be the truth." You see, now, this was not in the matter of their financial generosity, but this was in the matter of their fellowship and their receiving of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul had sent Titus and said, "Man, when you get there, I'm telling you, one thing you're going to find is a body of believers who will receive you and take care of every need you have, and they will be a blessing to you." And Titus got there, and guess what he found? A body of believers that received him and accepted him and welcomed him and provided for every need. And so he said, "We weren't put to shame in that. Now, we've also done some boasting about your generosity. What if, just what if, didn't follow through? There would be shame for us and for you." And so this is the reality of the situation. There's an enemy, and we need to allow some inspection into our lives from time to time to make sure we're carrying it out. And so what is the enemy? You see it as we continue in verse 5. He says, "So I thought it necessary to urge the brethren." I tell you what, before I go on, I want to say just a quick matter here. In fact, turn to Romans chapter 7, verse 11. Excuse me, chapter 10, verse 11. And there have been times in your life when you boasted on someone and it didn't come through. You placed some confidence in someone and he or she failed you. You had high hopes and ambitions for someone or some program or something, and it just fell through, and you are disappointed and you are worried even about boasting in anyone or having any confidence in anyone in the future. In Romans chapter 10, there's a fabulous passage about whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. And here's the good news I want to give you. Romans chapter 10, verse 11 says this: "For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed." Paul says, you know, if I'm bragging on the Corinthians, I might better send somebody to check up on it. But he says, if I'm bragging on Jesus Christ, I don't need to send anyone to check up on it. I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to Google it. I don't need to pray and fret and wallow in fear. I know that Jesus Christ will be true. He's always true. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Place your trust in him, and you will never be disappointed. Paul has a great confidence in Jesus Christ. Now, your confidence in man, whether it's the preacher or the Sunday school teacher or your boss or your neighbor or your family member, it may fall through from time to time and you may be disappointed. But let me tell you, if you'll trust in Jesus Christ, the scripture says in the Old Testament, this Romans 10 verse 11 is a quote from the Old Testament, and it's repeated three times in the New Testament, and it reminds us, place your trust in him, there'll never be any unnecessary shame. You'll never be humiliated by that one. You can always have confidence as you trust in him.
I'm sure you know that these broadcasts are expensive to produce and distribute on the radio and internet. It is faithful friends like you who help make this ministry possible. We have a group of supporters in our Club 8 program who donate a simple $8 each month for the support of this ministry. While $8 does not seem like a lot of money, these supporters really are the basis of this ministry. Would you consider joining the ranks of those who give this $8 gift? When you join Club 8, you will receive Dr. White's book, The Antichrist, absolutely free. To join, click the Club 8 tab on our website, www.randywhiteministries.org, or call us toll-free at 1-855-437-9448. Once again, that's 1-855-437-9448. Dr. White is grateful that you are willing to help keep this broadcast ministry of conservative, convictional Bible teaching on the air. Now, let's get back to our broadcast.
So we continue on in our text in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5. He says, "So I thought it necessary to urge the brethren that they would go on ahead of you and arrange beforehand your previously promised bountiful gift, so that the same, that gift, would be ready as a bountiful gift and not affected by covetousness. Some of the translations there say not given as an extortion. It wouldn't have to be forced out of you. But the word there is covetousness, or even better, the best translation of there of that particular word would be greed. And so he tells us, what is the enemy that I'm attacking here? And the enemy is greed. The enemy of generosity. He says, you have a previously promised generous gift, but greed could sneak in. And so I'm going to write to you, and I'm going to send some brothers to you, because as generous as you've said you want to be and as generous as you've displayed yourself to be, still greed could come in. Greed, in fact, it's a Greek word. It's two Greek words put together, and the two words are more to have. More to have. Anyone ever get the more to have complex? It says you have a previously promised bountiful gift, but I'm sending so that that gift would be ready and not be affected by more to have. More to have gets around, doesn't he? That old biblical character, more to have. See, he's come around for quite some time. I read a little poem just yesterday. It says, I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty and who's it's and what's it galore. You want a thingamabob? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want more. Maybe that's your life today. You got gadgets, gizmos, and plenty of who's it's and what's it's and thingamabobs. You got 20. But I also got a more to have problem. And more to have has come to have dinner with me. And I want more. That's the almost the story of mankind, isn't it? Don't believe me? Go back into the Garden of Eden. God says to Adam and Eve, all that's in this garden I give to you is food to eat. Take it. Enjoy it. It's yours. Have dominion over it. Except for one tree right in the middle, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It says, that one's off limits. That one's mine. And what's the one thing they want? They look at that tree. In fact, the scripture says that Eve looked at it, and she said it was a delight to the eyes. And it was lovely, tempting. She wanted to have it, and Adam along with her, and that story of more to have has been the story. It doesn't matter how much you already have, there's that desire more to have. And so he says this may come in by covetousness. In fact, James teaches about this when he says there's a source of quarrels among you. Do you remember what that source is? More to have. Says more to have comes in and causes the quarrels among you. You desire and you cannot have, he says in James chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. In the Old Testament, Solomon gives some wisdom. Now, Solomon had plenty, but he also had the more to have disease. And Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10 and 11 speaks about this when he says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity. He says, when good things increase, what do you think is going to come? When good things increase, then, boy, life is good, isn't it? When good things increase and everything is peaches and cream. That's not what he says. He says, when good things increase, those who consume them increase as well. That is, he says, every time I get more money, I also get more bills. Get more bill collectors. And in another place, he says, it's as if mankind earns his money and puts it into a bag with holes in it. Never can fill that thing up. Why? Because there's more to have disease that comes in. And so he presents this as the enemy and says, there's the possibility that your previously promised bountiful gift would not be ready, but rather would be affected by more to have. Romans chapter 1, the scripture tells us in verses 28 and 29, tells us that there came a point in which for a particular group of people that God gave them over. That is, God just turned his back upon them. And you know what one of the symptoms of God turning his back and giving them over? One of the symptoms, Romans 1, 28 and 29, was greed, covetousness. And see, God has to work that in our lives. In fact, the 10th commandment is thou shalt not covet. And that's in a sense, at least of the last six commandments, it's almost the fundamental commandment. What is it that causes you to murder? I wanted something he had. What is it that causes adultery? What is it that causes stealing? What is it that causes lying? All these things, so many times at the bottom of it all is covetousness. And while you may be able to control your behavior so you don't murder, you don't commit adultery, you don't steal, you don't lie, it's pretty hard to control your behavior so you don't covet, right? And you know what that says to me? It says that if you think you're going to fix yourself just by fixing your behavior, you got a new thing coming. You're going to need a conversion. You're going to need someone to fix that want to in you and to recreate that within you so that you can conquer that enemy through the power of Christ.
If this series has encouraged you, would you consider supporting our ministry by giving a donation to receive the entire series on CD? The series is offered at a suggested donation of only $16 and includes 5 full-length sermons, nicely packaged for years of good use. You can order on our website, www.randywhiteministries.org, or by calling us toll-free at 1-855-437-9448. Once again, that's 1-855-437-9448. If you prefer, you can also send a $16 check to Randy White Ministries, 600 Pin Oak Road, Katy, Texas, 77494.
Well, that big enemy of generosity, it is the enemy of greed, covetousness, that I want what you've got. It really is an enemy of generosity. I hope that you and me together, those believers in the family of God, can overcome this enemy. Now, in this sermon so far, we have said, let's get personal and let's get real. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to say, let's get practical. And we'll look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Of course, when we divide these sermons up in 3 broadcasts, I know it's a little bit difficult for you to follow along sometimes. And so I would remind you, as our announcer has already done, that we have this series available to you at $16 for all 5 of the sermons in this series, and how we'd love to send it on its way to you even today. And again, in just a moment, our announcer will give the phone number, the website. You can call us, and I hope that you will do that. You know, I also hope that you'll send me an email. Just let me know you're listening today from wherever it is you may be, Houston, Albuquerque, Pittsburgh, who knows where you are today, listening on the radio or listening online. Send me an email, randy@randywhiteministries.org. Just say, I was listening today. It'll encourage me, and I'd like to encourage you as well. randy@randywhiteministries.org.
We hope you've been blessed from today's edition of Word for the World with Dr. Randy White. Please contact us today, toll-free, at 1-855-437-9448. Our website is www.randywhiteministries.org, where you can sign up for Dr. White's daily devotional or weekly doctrinal email. If you would like to write us, our address is 600 Pin Oak Road, Katy, Texas, 77494. Until tomorrow, thank you for joining us on Word for the World. Dr. White would like to invite you to travel with him to Israel. His next trip is scheduled for late January 2013. You will enjoy 11 exciting days walking where Jesus walked in the ancient land of modern miracles. Each stop of the journey, you will be fascinated as the Bible comes to life in 3D reality right before your eyes. You will gain more Bible knowledge in these few days than you could ever imagine. Information is available at www.randywhiteministries.org or by calling us at 1-855-437-9448. That's 1-855-437-9448. or simply email Dr. White at randy@randywhiteministries.org.
God has not abandoned Israel unless the sun didn't come up this morning. God is fulfilling the promise just like he said he would, the prophecy. He said, you'll be scattered for many days, but then I'm going to call you back home. If it's a nation created by God, then Israel is a nation protected by God. All these covenants, all these promises, all the Old Testament, all the New Testament, all came to us from the Jews. I think in our daily prayer life, we ought to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
I'm Dr. Randy White, and this is friendofzion.com, and praying for the peace of Jerusalem is exactly what we do. And today, I want to just celebrate something, and that is Aliyah, the exile's return. You know, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17 says, it's the Lord speaking when he says, proclaim, saying, my cities will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion, and again choose Jerusalem. Friend, I think we better not forget those words. In fact, I think there are too many who very unwisely forget those words. It's like Mark Twain who once said, rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Well, friend, Israel has been declared defeated by the empires of the world, Rome and Greek and the Turks and on, over and over, time and time again, but Israel always rises again. And about 100 years ago, it began, those bones began to rattle, those very dry bones that are Israel in Ezekiel chapter 37 began to rattle and began to come together. And before you know it, the foot bone connected to the leg bone and the leg bone connected to the hip bone, hear the word of the Lord. And Israel began to come to life. First the bones, then the muscle, then the skin, the flesh, and someday the breath of God. This time, as Israel has come back to life and as Israel has returned from its exile, Israel has returned to stay. And God is fulfilling his promises to the Jews. The promise of Zechariah 1:17, proclaim, my cities will again overflow with prosperity. Friend, that's exactly what is happening today. Someday soon, the Lord, the Messiah, will comfort Zion, and he will again choose Jerusalem. And before the book of Zechariah is out, he talks about that coming day when 10 people will grab hold of the coat of a Jew and say, come, let us go, because you have access to God. Tens of thousands of Jews are making Aliyah to Israel each year. Aliyah means they're going up. Going up to Israel each year from the United States, from Canada, from all over Central and South America, from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, they're coming. And the promises of God are being fulfilled. You know, it was just last week in July the 10th that the celebration of the Law of Return, which was passed July the 10th, 1950, by the Israeli Knesset, I posted an article on friendofzion.com in which I said it was perhaps the most significant legislation of modern man because it brought about the work of God fulfilling his promise. Heavenly Father, fulfill your promises to Israel. Remember her once again. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friendofzion.com.